running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. Never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Anytime, just download the free Civic Media app and select 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, "Honey, what would you do? You'd have never met me." I just laughed, said, "I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though." And then tried to dig real deep. Said, "Darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'm probably eating more drive-through chicken. And take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. Probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you." Well, I could tell that got her attention. So I said, "Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way." She just smiled and rolled her eyes, and she's heard all of my lines. I said, "Come on, girl, seriously. If I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, be stocking up cold Bud Light. poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. I keep my cash in a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in her ear, you know I get sick deep sea fishing, you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game. I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man. 'Cause honestly, I don't know what I'd do if I'd never met a woman like you.
So a friend of mine, Jess, works on a country radio station down in South Carolina. Yesterday, celebrating her daughter's sixth birthday, and they got a chance to go to a Tim McGraw concert, spend some time backstage with Tim. Imagine those memories growing up saying, you know, you tell your friends, hey, when I was 6 years old, I got to spend my birthday with Tim McGraw. She literally hung out with Tim McGraw for quite some time, took a bunch of pictures together as well. Yeah, just a wee bit jealous. Can't blame me, can you? Tim McGraw now at 95.7 St. Croix Country.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I
said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. Just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Was someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Beautiful as you. It's Thomas Rhett on 95.7 St. Croix Country. I was thinking about years ago growing up in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, just across the border. I used to go to the Strawberry Festival Carnival, which was every year during the summer, every year in June. They had the Strawberry Festival. They had that carnival, the traveling carnival, and they'd come through. And, of course, all of the carnival games that you'd play to win great prizes. And then they had some things you could just actually buy, really cheap things that, you know, we used to buy as kids. A couple of those, and this tells you how much times have changed over the years. A couple of those things we used to buy, the throwing stars. We used to call them the Chinese throwing stars. We used to buy those all the time. Not dangerous at all, just throwing, like throwing a knife, basically, is what it was. We used to play with those, and somehow we survived. We also used to buy the butterfly knives. Remember those knives? Call them butterfly knives. You flip it open and, you know, flip it back and forth, and then, like, the blade would open up. And yeah, they were real knives, and yeah, we were playing with them.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, then I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The future of healthcare in Western Wisconsin is in our hands. Allison Page knows quality, affordable healthcare is possible. Allison Page is a mom and a registered nurse who worked her way up as a national leader in healthcare, leading the successful turnaround of Western Wisconsin Health, a shining example of rural healthcare. Shannon Zimmerman? He's an extreme politician trying to take away our healthcare. In the state assembly, he's held our hospital funding hostage. He voted against coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. And Shannon Zimmerman authored the extreme abortion ban in Wisconsin with no exceptions for rape or incest. Shannon Zimmerman is attacking your healthcare. Allison Page will improve healthcare, bring down costs for families, and protect a woman's right to make her own medical decisions. Thank Allison Page for fighting back to improve healthcare and protect our rights. Call 715-715-715. 821-8820. Paid for by the Assembly Accountability Project.
Take one single breath for granted. God
7 St. Croix Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. The way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
There's 23 Chase Beckham on 95.7 St. Croix Country with Jay. Working on through your 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for starting your morning with us. And, well, thank you in advance for spending your work day here as well. Summertime Blues, Alan Jackson is on now, St. Croix Country.
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
This'll be my last call. tender hit me again. Don't wanna think about her, I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Got a look at that weather forecast in just moments from now. 95.7 St. Croix Country. I'll just tell you that it's not going to be great the first couple of days here of the week, but it will eventually get a little bit better. Hopefully so. Here's Phil Vassar.
Phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby. How are you? Got a half hour. A quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things, manage I'll pay. It's so nice, it's just another day. You start to cry. Baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room. Make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and I wouldn't trade it for
This is 95.7.
Yeah, woo!
St. Croix Country.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
For 95.7 WSEM News, I'm James Kelly. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. Gwen Walls, wife of vice presidential nominee and Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, visited western Wisconsin over the weekend to energize campaign volunteers in the final stretch. Walls visited Eau Claire, Hudson, and Wausau over the weekend, telling door knockers and phone bankers to keep up their great work with the finish line in sight. She also criticized her husband's Republican opponents, claiming former President Donald Trump is fighting for himself, not the people. Gwen Walls has made a number of visits throughout Wisconsin during the campaign. Eau Claire saw a visit from a group of Republicans for Harris on Friday. The visit included former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, a former Trump Homeland Security official Kevin Carroll, and a former advisor to Vice President Mike Pence Olivia Troy, as well as a local Republican voter. The group spoke about what they call the Whisper Caucus of conservatives who plan to vote for Vice President Harris but don't share that plan with others, and praised her character and economic policies. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new plans to replace nearly 16 miles of highway between Cadott and Cornell. According to DOT officials, the project is currently planned for 2027 and would replace 15.5 miles of Highway 27. The project is expected to cost between $8 and $9 million. It would involve resurfacing the road, replacing a pedestrian underpass in Cadott, and completing work on the Yellow River Bridge. DOT officials will host a public hearing on the future project on November 13th at the Cadott Elementary School. For 95.7 WSCM News, I'm James Kelly.
St. Croix Country Weather.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day. Today, our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
95.7 FM.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. She's a picture on a mantle of a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on her birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl. Better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Didn't I give you everything
Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough. Well, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart.
Faith Hill is on 95.7 St. Croix Country. Don't forget, if you want information on Election Day tomorrow, you can log on to civicmedia.us/votes or check out our Facebook page. All right, stay close. Laura McKenna has got you next. Don't forget, Election Day is tomorrow. Get to the polls. I'll catch you tomorrow morning.
I'd sell my soul just to see your face. Break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times I need a saving grace. But time is running out and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I loved you, would it make you wanna stay? I'm sorry.
New Richmond's home for country favorites. 95.7 St. Croix Country.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. Took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seemed so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about